The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
One of the basic rules of marketing is, I should have made these boxes larger. All right, let's redo this. Do over. One of the basic rules of marketing, and network marketers are notorious for not following this rule, is most people who don't understand marketing, they market what it is. Okay? They market what it is. So what it is, it's CBD, right? It's keto or ketones. It is pea protein. Everyone wants pea protein. It is collagen. Yay. Now, I'm not saying that 2.5% of the marketplace is educated on these things and is actually hunting for what it is, actually hunting for, I would like the greatest CBD, please, right? And the problem, like one of the many things, the problem, one of the main problems with marketing what it is, which CBD is what it is, right, is that two things happen. One, if there's ever a marketplace issue with the what it is, right? And in your case, you're saying social media is blocking, closing people's accounts if they talk about CBD, right? So that you know, that's one very clear example. But number two is it gives the consumer enough information to do independent research. And so let's say you're saying, I got the greatest CBD on planet Earth. You should totally like buy from me and stuff. And so someone goes on Google's, right? It's a little own website known as Google, right? So they go to Google, like CBD, and they find, oh, at Walgreens, there's a 5-gallon bucket of CBD for $4. Well, geez, that seems like a pretty good deal. I'm going to test that out first. They test it out. It's actually not CBD. It's like, you know, melted sawdust, right? They take sawdust, they pour it into something, and they put one drop, bing, right, of actual CBD, and the rest is all sawdust, melt it down, put it into a 5-gallon bucket, sell it for $4.99, and the person takes it, and they're like, this sucks, right? It didn't do anything for me. So they think, CBD doesn't work, okay? So that's one of the problems of people who do not understand marketing, and they market what it is. All right, you know, get your ketones here. Here's ketones, right? Hey, got this new pea protein. And it's just like, people don't really care what it is. They care what it does. What does it do? So what does CBD do? So do you think that Facebook will ever in a million years ban you if you talk about sleeping better? What if you talk about muscle recovery? Right? What if you talk about back pain? Do you think they ever? And oh, by the way, if you talk about sleeping better, muscle recovery, back pain, and you give tips around that and you encourage them to have conversations with you, do you think, does the consumer have enough information to just go and buy something else? No, that's marketing, okay? Marketing is talking about what it does. So instead of pea protein, talk about how slim and sexy you're gonna be when you walk down the beach in that two-piece, right? So for collagen, talk about how young someone looked the other day because they're on your product and it's just simply amazing. Talk about collagen, right? And yes, 2.5% of the marketplace knows about collagen, knows about CBD, knows about all these different things. And those are the people that are going to shop you and buy the 5-gallon bucket of collagen at Walgreens for $4.99. And so you got to understand marketing, right? So no one cares what it is. And all it does is equip them to do their own independent research. So we want to avoid this, right? Avoid saying, here's what it is. You know, it's the this berry, it's this protein. Because eventually Walgreens going to carry it for 5 gallons, a bucket of it for $4.99. Okay. You'll be able to get it at KFC. You get an eight piece bucket of CBD wings, right? You'll be, that's what happens to popular products. So if you notice, like back in 2004, 2005, acai was like, ooh, that sounds exotic and amazing. Wow. Well, now there's orange juice with acai in it at every grocery store. There's acai gumdrops. It's everywhere, right? That's what happens when a product becomes commoditized. But what doesn't is what it does. Could I have talked about sleeping better 30 years ago and still gotten results and still generated leads? Could I talk about muscle recovery 20 years ago and still gotten results, still gotten leads? Could I talk about back pain? These things do not go out of style. What it does not go out of style, and it keeps you from being regulated. It keeps you from, you know, getting in trouble. It keeps you from giving too much information to the marketplace. So
thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.